This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Joining me now is former Congressman Bill Owens, a Democrat from New York's North Country. Congressman Owens, as we speak here early Wednesday evening, what's your reaction to what you've seen today happening at the Capitol?
Well, I was aghast when I first heard the reports. But then on reflection, I believe that this is the result, the direct result of the inciting words and actions of Mr. Trump. Many Republicans, including our Congresswoman, Ms. Stefanik, and I think she, the 140 Republicans in the House, the 11 senators, and Mr. Trump bear responsibility for what happened today, and they need to take responsibility.
There's been discussion about what that might look like. Right now, the joint session still has to go forward to certify the election of President-elect Joe Biden. What should happen after that?
Well, I think that, in my view, it may be time for the people close to Mr. Trump to suggest to him that he head back to Mar-a-Law and that he cease any communication that has anything, any hint of the kinds of activities he's been promoting for the last several weeks. And he needs to step away from this false set of accusations about the election. What I find totally incomprehensible is that people like Ms. Stefanik have seen the results of the court case, have heard Attorney General Barr, a Republican. Many of the judges were Republican. The Republican Secretary of State of Georgia all say these elections were properly conducted and were fair. And they're rejecting those facts and coming up with this theory that they've been unable to prove that somehow the election was, quote, stolen, close quote, when there is absolutely no indication that that happened. What really happened here was Joe Biden got more votes. It's like your Monday night football team scoring more points than its opponent. It wins.
Why do you think the Republicans have been so unwilling to just accept that reality? I mean, at every step since Election Day, not only has President Trump not conceded, but, you know, he's gotten support in that from many people in Congress still.
That's absolutely right. And those folks believe that that 70 million plus votes that Mr. Trump got, they need to continue down the path that Mr. Trump has created of selling this idea that there was a stolen election and that he has successfully sold to his supporters. So you have this situation where it's sort of snowballing on itself. He's convinced people. He began to put this in play last year, early last year, about making statements, comments, hints about a stolen election. And they are unable to step away and say, no, that's factually not accurate, because they're afraid that those people who support Mr. Trump will turn on them. And that could have impact on their future elections. That's what's really at play here, in my view. This is not about standing up and being concerned about what's right and what's wrong, what's factual, what's not factual. This is they are protecting their political lives by playing into the hand that Trump has dealt.
You know, against that backdrop, it strikes me you, when you were in Congress, were no one's definition of an extremist. And Joe Biden, the incoming president, has really pitched himself as, you know, a moderate figure who can bring people together and that kind of thing. Based on what you've seen today, is that possible both within the halls of Congress and nationally, you know, that there's a way forward to bridge this divide?
I think that this kind of crisis has the potential to go one of two ways. It will either wake people up that, in fact, we have to find another way forward, which would open the door for a Joe Biden-type temperament to be able to make deals, or we're going to be in a more contentious situation than what we are now. Obviously, I'm hopeful that it goes the former rather than the latter. But crises like this do have the capacity to turn out differently than we might anticipate as we're going into it and going through it.
Former New York Congressman Bill Owens, he was a Democrat from New York's North Country, now a commentator on these airwaves. Congressman Owens, thank you, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Ian.